We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. If you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, just go to iTunes.com. That's iTunes.com, and search the Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows there for free. And I'm really excited about today's show because this topic is something that almost all capitals of our listeners can relate to. You guessed it. We're talking about stress and the health effects that it can have on the body. Later this hour, we're going to visit with Peter McCarthy, a former commercial airline and B-52 bomber pilot. And he's the author of Adrenaline Nation, a book about how chronic stress is ruining our health and bankrupting our economy. It's a big problem. And people are stressed out for all kinds of reasons. So what do you think top five stressors are? Or top three?
Increase in beer prices.
Seriously? I don't think that's it.
Actually, Hans Selye, who was the father of coining the word stress, did a study back in the 1970s. And the number one top stressor, believe it or not, was buying a new home with a mortgage.
Well, and they classify, I mean, you know, they always put out stressors, and I mean, it's like death of a spouse, you know, and simple things sometimes show up in that top five list, like a speeding ticket can be an increased stressor. So it's not always big things.
But speeding ticket, that reminds me of you. Yeah, Dr. Gammon here gets pulled over. He's supposed to pull over off of the freeway, but he decides to go ahead and stop in a lane. The police officer is so nervous that he's going to get run over that he actually says, I'm going to give you a warning, but next time, could you actually pull out of traffic?
That's a good tactic. I like that.
That was an excellent tactic. Yeah. I actually thought it's pretty brilliant.
So you increase the stress in the officer that he's going to get run over, and he says, my life is in jeopardy. It's not worth giving you a ticket.
Absolutely.
Move on.
That's right.
I'll remember
that's
that.
Right.
Not a good idea, but that just reminded me of that. But here's a statistic. 69% of employees report that work is a significant source of stress, and 41% say they typically feel tense or stressed during the workday. I believe that. I believe that. I think 69% stress at work, that's maybe low.
So let's talk about why does that happen?
Well, I think a big stressor for anybody is when they feel like they don't have control of the situation. And so at work, you don't have control. You know, you're subject to somebody else's whims or what they're telling you to do. And that's probably an area where they feel like they're not in control. They don't have when they can come, when they can go. But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, I tell patients all the time, you can't control what goes on in the outside world, but you can control how you react to it. And if you kind of understand that you're still in control in that sense, now you feel like you've regained that control and the stress goes down.
And of course, the other thing is if something happens and you can't control your emotions, you usually don't have any outlet for it. You know, it's not like you can go, run outside around the block to get rid of your emotions or go punch a boxing bag to control your emotions. You're just sort of stuck there. So if you're an office worker and you're stressed and you're sitting at your desk, you have no physical activity to at least get rid of your emotions. If you're working on the loading dock, well, you can just unload more equipment to blow off your stress.
A little bit. I mean, when people have physical jobs like that, they'll actually report that they're not as stressful, you know, and we see some of the companies we work with where they have people that are on the phone dealing with customer issues. That stress comes through from their customers through the phone lines, and you know, just they absorb it and they take on their client stress. So they do a lot of stress management counseling because it helps them be better at customer service if they don't take on the customer stress.
That music means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock of the day. Usually that's something we find in the news that is interesting or is something that we think you need to know. So this one, a research team led by Carnegie Mellon University, Sheldon Cohen, actually found that chronic psychological stress is associated with the body losing its ability to regulate the inflammatory response. So this is important. Now, this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The research shows that for the first time that the effects of psychological stress on the body's ability to regulate inflammation can promote the development and progression of disease. So when we're under stress, cells of the immune system are unable to respond to hormonal control, and consequently, they produce high levels of inflammation that promote disease. And because this inflammation plays a role in many diseases, like we talk about on the show, cardiovascular, asthma, autoimmune disorders, a lot of things, it's amazing. We now know that that's what the cause. We knew when people were under stress, they were more likely to die or they were more likely to get a disease. But now we know it goes right back to something we talk about on the show all the time, inflammation. And it inhibits the body's ability to regulate that inflammation.
Now, the missing link, how does the stress lead to that inflammation, has been speculated on for 30, 35 years. For example, when you're stressed, you secrete a lot of adrenaline. That breaks down to toxins, and that can poison your body.
Time for the immortal minute. So along with stress, we're talking about physiologic stress, but we're also going to talk about the stress that excessive exercise can cause. So we know that exercise is good for you. It helps promote longevity, but to a certain point. So a study that was published in the British Heart Journal back in December 2012 showed that the marathoners and ultra-endurance athletes actually, after a certain point of vigorous exercise on a daily basis, their mortality increased. And if you looked at just miles per week, if you ran more than 25 miles per week, your overall increase in mortality was almost that of a sedentary person that ran zero.
Wow. So it has like this reverse effect.
So there's a optimal or a sweet spot in there. We're getting those miles in. And, you know, and so from a running standpoint, that 30 to 45 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week of vigorous exercise, you know, 10 to 15 miles total mileage a week. And they actually showed, even on time, those who ran faster were higher mortality than those who ran at a more comfortable pace at 9.5, 10-minute miles. So for the slow white guys like me, okay, this is good news because it means all those guys passing me at the races and stuff, if I just keep running long enough, I'll be stepping over their corpses and it's not a problem.
Sometimes you just amaze me.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson.
Hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. We got to go to a short break. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Adrenaline Nation author Peter McGarthy. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Stayin' Young Show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Stayin' Young Show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stay Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Stayin' Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Stayin' Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. At the end of our shows, we have a riddle called Dementia Defender. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation, and we read your name on the air, then we'll send you a copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and we'll actually sign it. It'll be a signed copy of the book. So write down the website, emtexas.com, emtexas.com, and you can also call us 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. You can use that number, too, if you have questions about something we talk on the show about. You can call us on that number. And today's show is all about stress, and nobody knows stress more than our guest today, Peter McCarthy. He's the author of Adrenaline Nation, Chronic Stress is Ruining Our Health and Bankrupting Our Economy. Now, that's a strong statement. Now, this guy's also a former commercial airline and B-2 bomber pilot, so he knows stress.
B-52.
What'd I say?
B-2.
Oh, B-52, obviously. So, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, Peter, when you were flying the B-52, were you calm, cool, and collected?
For the most part, yeah. That's one of the things that they train you to how to do is to manage your stress level, compartmentalize what's going on in your brain, and focus on the task. But I can tell you very honestly that, there are times when you're flying a high-performance airplane like the B-52 or the Boeing 737 that I flew as a commercial airline pilot for many years, that things occur that require you to exert stress on yourself in order to get the job done.
Well, what about it? I mean, we talk about excessive stress. So, I mean, if you're, is it that stress when everything's going good or just when you have an issue come up, that may require a little additional attention type
like
thing?
Ejection.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, I never had to eject from the B-52 or the T-38. I flew that also.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it's a very good thing. But you know, one of the things that I point out in Adrenaline Nation is that there is a level of chronic stress that regardless of how well a flight is going or not going, is going to be there regardless, and it has to do with things like disruptions to circadian rhythm, high-altitude radiation on a cross-country flight, radiation, EMF radiation from the equipment in the cockpit, and the list goes on. And you know, those are the kinds of things that you can't avoid regardless of how smooth a flight goes. So there's a level of stress there that is unique to the military and commercial aviation industries that you just can't escape.
So we could take that same scenario and we could say this is kind of like the work stress, the home stress, and then the big bomb that hits you, you know, the big thing that comes up.
And now I'm kind of worried because I'm sitting in the radio booth with all this electronic. I'm getting EMF stuff, I think. I'm feeling stressed.
And Jim just, our producer just had to look like, I sit here all day long. I'm going to die. So let's talk about stress and then what a stress attack is, because you talk about both stress and then a stress attack.
Sure. Well, actually, it's a stress stack is what I'm talking about there. And the stress stack is the qualitative stress assessment model that I came up with to help people to really get a better idea on all of the things in their daily lives that exert stress on their mind, body, and spirit, and, of course, equally important, what they can do to alleviate that stress. But, you know, a stress attack, is, as I think you were alluding to, is really something that creates what Dr. Hans Selye has called the alarm reaction. And that's when your body really goes into overdrive. And we've seen the examples, for example, a parent who lifts a car off of a child that's been run over or something of that nature. Those are the kinds of things where your stress or your body really just responds from the tip of, or top of your head to the tip of your toes, and it really focuses on what's going on there. And of course, the thing that we call that is the fight-flight response.
Well, and I have to just say this because I know the listeners heard me let out a, oh, because before we brought you on, Dr. Gammon had mentioned that same physician. He's always like blowing us away because he knows these odd facts. And then for you to come on and mention this, the same physician that kind of
put a couple, father of stress.
It came a couple of smiles around here. It caused that. So let's talk about diet and how diet influences stress, because that's important.
It's hugely important. In fact, the first block that I talk about in the stress stack in Adrenaline Nation is dietary influences. And those are what I like to call all the usual suspects. Caffeine, processed sugar, white flour, artificial sweeteners, and trans fats. All of them, to a greater or lesser degree, create some kind of disruption in the body's normal functioning and create stress. And, of course, the favorite for most of us in this country is caffeine. It's consumed by over 200 million Americans a day, and that number is growing because there are so many things in our daily diets that can contain caffeine, not just sodas and coffee and tea, but of course candy, even prescription drugs, some of them have caffeine in them. And it's very hard to get away from them, but people need to understand that all of those different dietary influences, each in their own way, create a stress response in the body.
Well, I am always amazed that there are physicians out there that will very easily, someone comes in, so they're saying, you know, I have anxiety, I'm stressed out, and the physician will automatically just write a prescription for antidepressants or something like that and put them on a medication instead of going over dietary things. So I know this is a big button for Dr. Anderson.
Well, they can have, you know, like you were stating, you know, other sources of caffeine. So, I mean, if they're in there doing their, you know, green teas or chocolate has a xanthine as a caffeine-like effect, and, you know, sodas, et cetera. So a lot of Americans do get a lot of caffeine effect without really being aware. You know, I always ask them, if you measure your coffee intake in a, you know, cups in the morning, you're probably all right. If you're measuring it in pots, you probably need to cut back.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think you know I'm also a traditional naturopath, and for several years ran a naturopathic clinic down in South Texas. And one of the clients that I saw really was an example of the extreme effect of chronic caffeine consumption. She consumed 3 or 4 pots of coffee a day for about 30 years. And the unfortunate result of that was that she wound up having a colostomy because she ruined her digestive tract.
Now, in your book, you talk about a nutritional gap. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. The nutritional gap, as I define it in Adrenaline Nation, is the difference between what your body needs in order to sustain a healthful stress response and what we actually get. And when we look at the standard American diet, what I like to call SAD, and it really is sad, most people are lacking in those key nutrients, and they are vitamin C, vitamin B, the omega-3 essential fatty acids, and trace minerals like magnesium that all are used in considerable quantities in some cases in order for the body to sustain a healthful stress response. And when you look at the survey data that's available nationally, virtually no one gets those key nutrients in adequate amounts. So we're constantly running a nutritional gap that unless we intelligently supplement, and I know you are a big believer in that, unless we do that, we're going to keep adding to the problem of our chronic stress.
The example I like to give is, you know, some of these, you know, quote, energy drinks that, you know, give you so many hours. I mean, oftentimes all they are is B12, B vitamin, and sometimes caffeine, but not in big quantities. And people get an effect of them. They wouldn't get an effect if they didn't have deficiencies in the B vitamins. There'd be no effect.
Well, they are a lot of them are loaded with caffeine.
No, 40 milligrams of caffeine in one of them. So, I mean, you know, that cup from the local coffee shop has more caffeine in it than those little drinks do. So
They're bad for you.
But we do our.
We're not advocating people go out and get energy drinks to fill their gap.
But you can see it when we do our. We do Slim Shots or B12 injections, and patients will say, "Oh, I felt better," you know, within a few hours, and they get an effect. And they wouldn't if they didn't have a deficiency to begin with.
That's right, and that's a classic example of what happens with a nutritional gap. And I've heard numerous stories just like that, doctor, where you have somebody who has a B12 deficiency, and as you know, that's pretty prevalent in our society today. All of a sudden, they just start feeling better. Well, you know, why not prevent that in the first place? Why not fill in that nutritional gap on a daily basis so that you have the ability to deal with the stressors that we experience in American society every day?
Well said. Hey, we got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because coming up, we're going to talk about the differences between how men and women handle stress. That's right. You and your significant other may handle stress quite differently, which I'm sure you do. And you're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the foods you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you have not gone to the website emtexas.com, be sure to go there. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down the website emtexas.com and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And that's where you're going to go or call to submit your answer and explanation. And if we read your name on the air, then we'll send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps.
But if it stresses you out to listen to that Dementia Defender, just ignore it.
Okay? It stresses us out.
Turn down the volume. Just ignore it if it stresses you out.
The Dementia Defender calms people down.
Whatever.
With their information. It amuses them and takes them away from their day-to-day cares.
Yeah, it amuses them, all right. Because that's your little alter ego. Well, hey, today's show is all about stress and adrenaline, exactly what America is addicted to, and it's literally killing us. And our guest knows stress and is an expert on the topic. Peter McCarthy is the author of Adrenaline Nation. And we're so glad you're here. Now, let's pick up kind of where we left off. Talking about a lot of different things that are in your book. But one thing for sure I want to address, and you talk about this in Adrenaline Nation, and that's the cognitive filter.
Well, sure. The cognitive filter, as I define it, is one of the blocks in the stress stack, and it's the combination of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual influences that literally create the prism through which we view the world, and therefore, in large part, determine how we react to stress. And, you know, that's a wide variety of influences. It can be anything from, you know, the musculoskeletal uniqueness that we have, how we stand, whether or not we've got a chronic injury, We've talked about the dietary influences and the nutritional gap, our family influences. The list goes on and on, but they all create a filter through which we process the inputs that come into us from our experiences, daily experiences on planet Earth, and therefore in large part determine how, when a stressful event arises, we're going to respond to it.
Well, this is all so interesting. I think that the listeners, they're all sitting here going, yes, I have stress, or they're thinking about a time they had stress, or maybe they're under chronic stress. And it's unfortunate when people are under chronic stress, because that's when we see a lot of what we were talking about in the first segment of the show. And that's that chronic inflammation, that disease that sets in from chronic stress. But there's three major phases of chronic stress that you talk about in the book. So let's kind of go through those three major phases.
Sure. And just to give credit where credit is due, obviously this was originally offered to the world by Dr. Hans Selye, the father of stress research back in the 1930s. The first, of course, is the alarm reaction. It's the kind of reaction that most people are familiar with when you stop short in traffic behind a car in front of you and you weren't expecting that.
And you get the shaky legs and you
exactly.
Start, oh, I can't believe that just happened to me, and you're panicking.
That's exactly right. And your breath, your respiration rate increases. Maybe you start to sweat, you know, your muscles tense. But if that stress is chronic, if it's brought on by, say, for example, a overly demanding job or a dysfunctional family situation at home, it moves you into the resistance phase of stress. And because of all of the influences in the blocks of the stress stack, it's an unfortunate fact that most of American society lives in the resistance phase for most of their lives.
So hold on, just to clarify, so this is when you have had a lot of stress and basically your body's getting used to it, right?
That's basically it, you know, and you doctors see it in your clinical practice when you have somebody that's dealing with chronic blood pressure, chronic digestive issues, maybe chronic headaches or muscle pain. Those are the kinds of things that people experience in the resistance phase. But, you know, as I talk about an adrenaline nation, the body is like a savings account. It can only hold so much in the way of energy reserves to be able to fuel that resistance phase of the stress response. And eventually, just like an account that runs out of money, when the body runs out of those energy reserves, it moves into the exhaustion phase. And now you're not able to keep up. Maybe you're sleeping poorly and not working, or you're waking up continually at night. You're not rested in the morning. You're having to rely on all of those dietary influences that are so bad for you, drinking caffeine throughout the day just to get through the day. So that's an overview of the three phases of stress.
Well, I have a question regarding, like, do we soak up stress from other things? All these reality TV shows where they, you know, they kind of manipulate the stress, and is it like people seek that out because it you know, makes them feel better about themselves, or is it actually stimulating a stress reaction in themselves?
Well, you know, that was part of the reason why I titled the book Adrenaline Nation. We are addicted to adrenaline, as you indicated earlier in the show. And part of that is getting that rush, even if it's vicariously from the show. But, you know, there are detrimental impacts there. To give you an example from one segment of our daily entertainment, and that's video games. There are studies that now show that young men who continually play violent video games develop a deterioration in the hippocampus of the brain, which, of course, is the emotional control center.
See, I knew that makes them stupid. I've been saying it forever that these games make people, like, messed up.
That's why I watch Teletubbies. I feel better. I just want to hold hands and sing Sesame Street songs.
There you go.
Okay, go on.
It does really predispose them to violent acts and overly emotional behavior. And they've discovered that. So, you know, it kind of lends the lie to the motion picture and entertainment industry saying, oh, those things don't have any impact. Of course they do. Maybe not individually, but as a steady diet of that kind of entertainment, over time, it's going to negatively impact you and your ability to deal with chronic stress.
Now, what about people who are more spiritual, more religious, or meditate? It would seem to me that they would deal with their stress better or even have less stress and therefore live longer. I mean, there are studies showing certain religious groups do live longer.
Well, you know, it actually goes beyond that, Doctor, and you brought up a very good point. And that's one of the things that I advocate for people is to develop a meditation practice. And you don't have to do it more than about 15 or 20 minutes a day, and it doesn't have to be tied to a particular religious or spiritual practice. Studies in major medical centers around the country, and I know you're familiar with this, is that they show very clearly that meditation has a positive impact on blood pressure, basal metabolic rate, anxiety, depression, the list goes on and on. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that are so prevalent in our society due to stress. So here's something that people can do. It's free. You don't have to buy anything in order to do it. But I do give a short list of good books in the resource section in Adrenaline Nation. So if somebody's starting from square one, they can learn how to do this most effectively.
Yeah, before we move on to the next thing, I just want to say, give a shout out to the people that do, you know, partake in their prayers in the morning and in the evening. That's nothing new. I mean, it's clearly stated, be still. And I mean, we've heard those scriptures. We've heard that for a long time. That isn't something new. Maybe, there's even more to it that they've known for years. That really, that is the key to living a long life. But let's talk about, before we let you go, the different ways that men and women, we just have a couple minutes here, men and women handle stress.
Well, sure, and I did characterize it in the chapter on stress and gender in Adrenaline Nation as head in the sand for males versus climbing the sand dune for females. And the reason I do that is males are taught, socially conditioned to endure. And that means, that includes enduring suffering and perhaps negative health symptoms or indicators that if they were to catch it at an earlier stage would not turn into something more serious. But men are conditioned to ignore that. On the other hand, women are conditioned to multitask, to be able to handle everything. You're a mom, you're an executive, you're a doctor, you know, you can handle civic welfare responsibilities. The list goes on. And each in their own way causes the specific gender to eventually reach the point where they are unable to handle that chronic stress load, either from illness or the combination of life events that exceed the body's adaptive capacity, and they still wind up in the same place where they have to come see you in order to be able to deal with the impact of chronic stress.
So when I get really stressed, I can just look at Walter and say, I'm sorry, but I've exceeded my adaptability. We want to thank you for coming on, Peter. Adrenaline Nation, for our listeners, great book. Pick it up. And he has great information there. And also, as he mentioned, the resource guide in the back. If you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. And time to go to a break. When we come back, our top five must-dos to reduce stress and improve your health. You're listening to The Staying Young Show. And as always, we're giving you information that you can use. This is Judy Gammon of The Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-8255. EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson, Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Go on emtexas.com. That's right, the website, emtexas.com. You can download past shows with a link there to iTunes, or you can just go to iTunes if you know the way there. But you can also learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas, the different things that we do, and upcoming shows and whatnot. So I want to tell you that for the Dementia Defender that's coming up, you're going to need this phone number, 1-800-910-2300, 1-800-910-2300. You can send your answers there, or you can go to the Contact Us page on emtexas.com. Okay, let's talk about, before we do Dementia Defender, Dr. Gammon's favorite part of the show, as we all know. Let's talk about our top five. You know, you're stressed out. What, you're already feeling stressed. What's the number one by far thing you should do?
Find a bar.
No. No. No.
Wrong answer?
Wrong answer.
Oh. Get a physical.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Get a physical. Find out if there's any physical reason that you can't deal with stress or things that you can do to improve your ability to deal with stress. And of course, see if there's any detriment to the stress you've already been under.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Now, when you, and you put that in a nutshell, but a lot of things that can cause people to be stressed out, micronutrient deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, D is a big one. We see a lot of vitamin D deficiency. People start taking that. It's cheap. I mean, they take it, they feel so much better. They didn't need to be, you know, put on anti-anxiety, antidepressant medication.
Well, the guy I had come in this morning doing his physical, all kinds of anxiety-related, even to the point where he was developing, he said, aversion to heights, I've always kind of been afraid of them, but now I'm basically getting, a phobia of heights to the point where it's going up. And you get his dietary history, and, breakfast is oatmeal at a fast food place, lunch is a hamburger and fries across the street at a fast food place, and then his wife actually gives him a pretty decent dinner at the night. But, I mean, he's missing out on so many on the nutrition side. It was real obvious he's got some real cleaning up to do on the nutrition side, that a lot of those symptoms may be related to that. And quite honestly, it's going to come back that his hormone levels are going to be off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to find multiple reasons why his anxiety and stress levels going up that we're going to treat those problems rather than, here, take this medication to raise your serotonin levels and get rid of the anxiety.
It's so irritating that doctors are just so quick to prescribe medications instead of getting to the root of the problem.
Well, I'll defend the docs. I mean, the patients want the quick fix. They don't want to do the work to fix the problem.
Don't you think it's the doctor's job to say, we need to get to the bottom of this before I'm going to write you a prescription for something that's probably going to give you other symptoms?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing, we were talking about men, but the classic trap is a woman in her 40s comes in very emotional, down in her mood, feeling anxious and nervous. And the doctor, usually an OB-GYN, just, gives her antidepressants and doesn't check her hormones when it's obvious at that age hormones should be the number one concern.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be the OB-GYN. I mean, you have an anecdote earlier today that an orthopedist was diagnosing somebody and saying, oh, your pain is psychogenic, and an orthopedic was wanting to put them on psychogenic drugs.
Your MRI is fine. There's nothing for me to operate
on. It must be
in
your head.
Let me give you an antidepressant. Are you kidding me? I mean, that irritated me. Oh, I can't even speak. It makes me so mad. Okay, let's talk about the four best supplements. We call it the Anderson 4-pack because you're always putting patients on the 4-pack.
Well, it just makes it easy to tell them. But I mean, it's pretty much anybody and everybody needs to be on a good pharmaceutical grade multivitamin, vitamin D. Our guest mentioned how omega-3s play into a role in doing it. So the vitamin D, omega-3, and a multivitamin. And then the fourth is, to try to get that anti-aging effect going on with resveratrol and or switching that up to the Vitality Pack, which has some other supplements in there that have been shown to promote telomere lengthening and slow the aging process.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our listeners already know this, but in case you're listening for the first time, that you can go to the website stayyoungvitamins.com. Those are the pharmaceutical grade vitamins Dr. Anderson is referring to, stayyoungvitamins.com. Or if you just go to our website, you can link through to that.
Yeah, I'm excited because we got a new one that's got the amino acid pack.
Oh, that's right.
So you can do the amino acids before workouts that actually have been shown to promote growth hormone and testosterone production. They work on the anterior pituitary hormone.
Yeah, and I don't think that's up on the website, but if somebody just does a little contact us, we can take care of it, or they can call us at the 1-800-910-2300. But let's talk about journaling.
Yeah, keeping a diary of what's going on is so helpful, not only for you, but for the physician. Write down what you're doing, how you feel, what you're eating, what you're going through. It's free and it's a wealth of information. And often just writing things down gives you, the patient, the answer. Sometimes you don't even have to go to the doctor for some things. But if you do and you give the journal, the doctor can interpret this and come to a quick plan of action for you to make you feel better.
Okay, so you don't want people to hand you like a 200-page notebook about they can't stand their neighbor.
No, just a week will be fine.
I want the one that says, Dear Penthouse Letter, I never thought it happened to me.
Oh, he did not.
So if you have a journal like that, bring it on in.
No.
I'm going to say one other thing. If a doctor gives you some advice, this happened to me when I was a young doctor. I had a patient who was very anxious and very nervous. And I said, just let it out. Don't hold it in. Let it out. Well, that next week, his neighbor bugged the heck out of him and he punched him in the nose and broke his hand. So, please don't let it out that way.
Yeah, go to the gym or chop some wood or exercise. Exercise is always good. And of course, you had a great story to tell about how much, don't do too much, but, 30, 40,
Well, it's 30, 45 minutes, four or five times a week. The point is you don't have to run marathons or do endurance events to get the benefits of exercise, and you may actually get a little detriment to the back end. So exercise is great. I had a young father tell me earlier this week that he'd gotten back into his running, and it was more of that's his downtime. That's his me time. You know, the three young boys can't keep up with him. You know, I mean, he can go get his exercise, get his downtime, kind of clear his mind. That's, you can combine these. Do your meditation while you're exercising and zone out and you know, learn how to focus out. Now, if you're out in traffic, you may not want to do that too much. You get run over. But if you can get in the treadmill or on the elliptical, and you can kind of zone out and just get in your quiet zone.
Get in your, yeah, in your little mode.
And you get a twofer, you know. You can do 15 minutes of meditation, and then you can listen to 45 minutes of the Stay Young show and get hour's worth of exercise in there.
And then you're smarter. You're thinner,
right.
And your brain's relaxed.
And
that's
when you
good.
Finish, take your supplements and wash them down with a beer. You're good.
No. Why do you say these things? You know, we really need to put a disclaimer on this show.
Alcohol's not a good way to deal with stress.
No, it makes it worse. Okay, so let's talk about my favorite thing, and this is really important, and this is about giving back. Because there have been multiple studies. Now, in these studies, if you're just giving back so that you can say you gave back, it doesn't help. But just giving of your services and your time, I think, is so important. And it actually makes you live longer. Studies have proven that it increases longevity. But it reduces stress. When you can take the focus off of your problem and instead go help other people, it's huge.
And they've shown in the studies that it's as effective as taking antidepressants. So, yeah. I mean, they did a study with volunteerism, and didn't matter what the arena or area was where they volunteered. And within a month, the depression scores fell on the same average or same magnitude as the patients who'd been placed on antidepressants. So given a choice of, you know, doing something helpful for somebody or, you know, pumping up the pharmaceutical industry, I'd rather choose doing something helpful for somebody else.
It's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the studio with his double D cape. Are you ready for this week's puzzle? Dementia Defender was recently in England to give respects to the royal baby. He was crossing the River Thames. He saw a boat in the river. The boat was full of people. Yet there wasn't a single person on that boat. How's that possible? Send in your answers.
Give respects to the baby. He didn't die. It was born. Anyways, great riddle. So if you have an answer, go to emtexas.com. Send your answer and explanation there. Or, of course, you can call us at 1-800-910-2300. And if we read your name on the air, we will send you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And this was a great show. I wanted to leave the listeners with just a quick wrap up. Get a physical. You got to get a physical, whether you come to us or you go elsewhere. All our out of town listeners know that they can travel in. We'll pick them up at the airport and stay at the Hilton. But get a physical, exercise, eat right, get the reduction of stress. Otherwise, you're going to die. And we don't want you to die. We want you to live a long time. And that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com and join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring information that you can use.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements. And that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging. And that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.